local news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The explosion happened, and I just seen the sky light up, and I pulled over, and basically, it was just real bad around here.
That man was driving on Philadelphia's northeast side when a medical evacuation jet, a Learjet 55 with six people aboard, crashed shortly after takeoff. It was raining, but the aircraft's age may have played a role.
This was a 43-year-old Mexican air ambulance. It had just taken off from northeast Philadelphia airport when it crashed into those buildings and burst into flames. It was headed to Springfield, Missouri. Air traffic controllers cleared it for takeoff, and then they went back to talk to it, and they couldn't reach, get into contact.
ABC Sam Sweeney. Sources telling ABC News the administration is drawing up a list of FBI agents and officials it wants fired or forced to leave the bureau. A grand jury in Louisiana indicted New York physician Margaret Carpenter for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online in violation of Louisiana law. This is ABC News. 4 months later, forensics experts in Texas have determined a natural gas explosion in the Houston area was an intentional act, a driver crashing into an above-ground pipeline.
Three civilians and a firefighter were hurt in the massive blast and resulting fire, and SUV driver Jonathan McAvoy was killed. Investigators learned that he had previously tried to take his own life by hanging and firearm. Forensics experts have determined that he intentionally drove through a fence and crashed into the gas line.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The past coming back to haunt Carla Sofia Gascon. Old posts from the Oscar-nominated lead of the movie Emilia Perez's social media, some going back as far as 2016, resurfaced this week. They took aim at Muslims' dress, language, and culture in her native Spain. Another called George Floyd a drug addict. In a statement, she said she's deeply sorry. Her X account now deactivated. Gascon made history as the first trans performer to be nominated for Best Actress. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Marquette over Villanova. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette glided to an 87-74 win over Villanova in Milwaukee last night. Chase Rose had 18. Cam Jones scoring 16 points. In the Big Ten, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at noon. Wisconsin back from that tough 85-83 loss to UCLA. Greg Gard.
We'll go through the film here today and learn from it and quickly turn the page. You see every night in this league, it's very competitive. And you're going to have some really good times, and you can't get enamored with those, and you're going to take one on the chin here or there, and you can't get overwhelmed with that. They're upset. They know we didn't play up to our ability, specifically defensively, and you know, I think quite frankly, we feel we should be 7-1 right now in the league. We're not. I expect nothing less than them to bounce back and be ready to go today and tomorrow and prep for Nebraska Sunday.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny.
It's 28 degrees right now.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to Amy Horak. We're going to start up the David J. Frank
Horticultural Report. We're talking plants.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Adopt. Go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our weekend program here. That's Anything Goes Weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What's on your mind? We'll get to all that in just a moment. I did want to share with you this hair on fire moment. Apparently, the Department of Treasury, you know, is responsible for all the government's money. And they have a division that writes the checks, right? And this is interesting. A new report, Brad Reed reporting over at Raw Story, a new report from the Washington Post claiming that allies of ex-owner Elon Musk have successfully pushed out the highest-ranking official at the United States Treasury Department over Musk's demands to access highly sensitive government payment information. This is according to the Washington Post. Longtime Treasury official David A. Librick is, quote, expected to leave the agency soon, end quote, despite the fact that Donald Trump just appointed him acting Treasury Secretary last week. Why? Because apparently he had a dispute with Musk's surrogates over access to the payment system the U.S. government uses to disburse trillions of dollars every year. Literally trillions, $4 or $5 trillion. Sarah Power Posner over on Blue Sky said this is a hair on fire situation. She wrote, the man whose rocket just exploded over South Florida in spectacular fashion, who had the FAA head removed because he dared to be concerned about Elon Musk's safety practices, who's a little too cozy with China, will now have unfettered access to confidential Treasury payment systems. What could possibly go wrong? Seth Masket, who is a political scientist at the University of Denver, said, if U.S. democracy is going to survive, it's going to require some decent people refusing to be bullied out of office by rich pricks outside the government and daring them to come get him. Trial attorney Max Kennerly says all the smart, savvy bankers and CEOs who think they're just getting deregulation with a side of racism do not understand that they will also be taken for a ride as Musk and Trump treat the entire federal government like a mob protection racket, freely skimming anywhere they like. And that's the big concern. If Musk has access to this system, he could see every single penny that goes to any of his competitors, his SpaceX competitors, any automakers that might compete with Tesla, satellite companies that might compete with Starlink, technology and biosciences companies that might compete with Neuralink. I mean, he could see it all. And, this is pretty amazing. I mean, you know, this is also over at the Washington Post. This is what they wrote. Run by the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, these sensitive systems. Now, these are the systems that Musk wants access to. Musk, who was never elected anything, who was not approved by the Senate. The sensitive systems control the flow of more than $6 trillion annually to households, businesses, and more nationwide. Tens, if not hundreds of millions of people across the country rely on these systems, which are responsible for distributing Social Security and Medicare benefits, salaries for federal personnel, payments to government contractors and grant recipients, tax refunds, among tens of thousands of other functions. And Elon Musk wants to be on the inside. He wants to know what's going on, who's getting the money, how much are they getting, when are they getting it. Yeah. Why? Nobody knows for sure, apparently. I mean, you know, in theory, I suppose, this is all, you know, he's looking for inefficiency. But how do you find inefficiency by looking at who got, you know, what checks were written? This just makes no sense. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Andy in Roseville, Minnesota. Hey, Andy, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Thanks for holding the space to take my call. So I wanted to add to your segment yesterday when you talked about messaging points. I think you had 7 or 8 of them. Mm-hmm. I wanted to add another one to that. Mm-hmm. And that's called the opposition or Democrats need to have their own Pavlov's dog. Now, Pavlov's dog, of course, is Pavlov's a psychologist who used a bell to ring the bell to get the dog to be conditioned to have dinner, time for dinner, salivation, and so forth. Right. So where I'm getting and why I'm saying this, let's start with the ad that Donald Trump had right before the election. Kamala Harris is for they and them, which were, of course, transgender prisoners, and Donald Trump was for you. And where, how did that become so effective? And of course, Republicans are always going off pronouns and how terrible they are. But Donald Trump used a pronoun himself. And the Pavlov's dog example that I'm going to use is the word they or they are. In the debates that he had with Kamala Harris, Donald Trump said the word they about 250 or so times.
Really?
I look further in a rant or a rally that he had in Erie, Pennsylvania. He said the word they 280 times.
Wow.
And then as yesterday, when I heard the press conference, with the little amount of words he said, there were a lot of theys in there. And the theys are, of course, with the DEI part.
Right.
That is Donald Trump's Pavlov dog. It's the word they.
Yeah, this is the same thing Hitler did. When he referred to Jews, he always referred to them as part of a larger, you know, international communist conspiracy. And it was always they, you know, the conspirators, the international Jewish movement, the Zionists, the communists, the social. It was always a they. That's fascinating, Andy.
Yeah, I did some digging because I'm concerned. I like to have pragmatic views. Like, am I a they? Because I might agree maybe with 20% of what they, you know, might be saying, but 80% I might think is nuts. But then I'm going to be classified as they and being dismissed. And I think the whole country is being dismissed by this rhetoric of this Pavlov's dog, like I'm saying. And I think the Democrats need to push back and have their own.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well, I think they do. It's just the word Trump. It's, but yeah, I get what you're saying, Andy. That's fascinating. Thank you for that. Let me chew on that for a while. I appreciate the information. Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, golly. Wow. Okay, so going forward, here's what we need to do. I happened to see the DNC vice chair debate last night, and to my surprise, Malcolm Kenyatta, the Philadelphia gem, is running for vice chair, and I'd like to just put in a plug for him. Mm-hmm. And so going forward, we need a new plan. We need a new game, as you said. We need slogans, you know, and we need to get rid of this delusion that focusing on Project 2025 is somehow going to save us or absolve us or free us from our chains. I mean, seriously, we just lost an election trying to get people to read a 2-inch thick diatribe full of details that I encourage you, if you're like me, I read it. If you're like me, read it. But it's not going to win us anything, folks. Yeah. And guess what? It's not just the Heritage Foundation either. The opponent in this game is Donald Trump. That's who we need to focus on. That's who we need to defeat. That's who we need to rally against. That's who we need to hold in our minds the slogan, resistance is fertile, and go forward into resisting this insanity. Yeah. Throw the book away, put it aside, put it in your bathroom for reading. But, folks, we got to focus on reality. And reality is what Donald Trump is doing every single day to offend, to abscond, to intimidate, to misdirect, to lead us down a road to the dissolution of our democracy. So So let's make signs. Let's get on our feet. Let's get in the street. And, you know, let's stop this train.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Devon, thank you. That was a great rant. That was a great rant. It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And I'll continue picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the home of the political revolution. We'll be right back with your calls. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota,
we are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
My democracy, guiding us through the storm.
Back 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Nancy in Woodland, California. Hey, Nancy, what's up? Nancy, watching Free Speech TV in Woodland, California. Going once, going twice.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Nancy, what's on your mind?
Hi, sorry, I accidentally touched the mute button.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to put the idea out there for people to think about doing a general strike. Just pick a day and everybody go on strike. You know, right now there seems to be, you know, the billionaires need people to do the jobs that they have.
Right.
And if everybody goes on strike, that's going to hit them in the pocketbook, and they'll get an idea of how widespread the outrage is. I think we saw that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I finish your thought, and I'll
Oh, I just saw, you know, we saw that, you know, a while back when Trump, I think it was opposed to federal funds, there was such outrage that he walked that back, at least for now. And then with the killing of the United Healthcare exec, which I don't condone at all, but we saw across the country, people are just outraged, you know, about the healthcare coverage. And too, so it just seems to me that there's really, I don't think Trump is as popular as he thinks he is.
No, he's nowhere near that. And he's got very low popularity.
Yeah, and so it just seems to me that it would be a good idea for people to consider that. That might be a good, you know, a good way of getting the attention of these people.
I get it. You know, in France, they called a strike, and millions of people showed up in the streets all over the country. The difference between France and the United States is that about 80% of the French workforce is unionized, and the unions work together on things like this. Whereas the United States, in the private sector, it's about 7% are unionized, and the federal unions are in the crosshairs of the Trump administration now. I think this is one of the reasons that they're trying to fire so many federal workers. What they're going to start doing is, you know, privatizing a whole bunch of other functions. They've already privatized about half the military, and more than half of Medicare. So outside of the media, outside of, you know, a couple of television networks, Free Speech TV, MSNBC, occasionally CNN, and, you know, progressive websites, there really isn't a central organizing arm that could launch a national boycott that would have juice. But I get what you're saying, Nancy. I don't think it's going to happen. But what we can do is we can work with nonprofits like indivisible.org and others. We can get inside the Democratic Party and do everything we can there. We can talk on social media, you know, to our friends and neighbors about, you know, our opinions. We can be outspoken. You can do like Norma from Montgomery, Alabama does, you know, do her walk and talk. She carries in her purse, she carries, you know, literature about how horrible the Republicans are, printouts of articles and things, and shares them with people. I mean, there's a lot we can do short of a strike, but I understand what you're saying, and I share your sentiment. I just don't see how we haven't had a successful nationwide strike in the United States, frankly, since I think since the 50s, maybe the 60s. It would just be a real challenge. But I'm with you, Nancy. I got to move on, but thank you for the call. 24 minutes past the hour. Dwayne in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dwayne, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
A couple things. My son, he graduated down in Florida out of school, and he's going to be a pilot. So he's in the third phase right now, and then he was going to minor in air traffic controller.
Who's
this? Get his minor. My son.
Oh, your son. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and he's going to get a minor air traffic controller after he got a minor in business. I said, why'd you do that? He goes, Dad, you know how hard it is, you know, the stress what these people go through. So we're talking about yesterday. I go, what do you think about what happened, you know, with Trump? He goes, it's a bunch of BS. He goes, the air traffic controllers in New York, Washington are the best in the world.
Yeah, they have to be, you know, to get those jobs.
Yes, and he goes, I fly Orlando executives, and they're mostly all women. He said, they're phenomenal. And I go, why do you think he said this? He goes, one word, privatization. He wants to privatize air traffic control. He goes, remember a couple of years ago? He goes, remember a couple of years ago, around 4 years ago, I wrote that paper? I go, no, I don't. He goes, I'll send it to you. He said he was totally against it. He goes, you think if they privatize it, don't ever get in a plane.
This is in Project 2025, I believe. I know privatizing the TSA is in Project 2025. I think that privatizing the air traffic system, the ATC system, is also. I double check that. I may be wrong, but that's my recollection.
Yeah, and that's what he talked about, privatization. And he said, Dad, don't ever get in an airplane. And he just explained how planes land and, you know, all that. Explained everything about how everything works in the air traffic controller. He goes, the safety, he goes, it will be real bad. A lot of people would die if they privatized the airlines.
Yeah, that had not occurred to me, but it makes so much sense, Dwayne. This was a big thing that started under Reagan, was privatized basically everything. I mean, you know, the federal government, like, you know, Bernie points out that the people who work in the Smithsonian, you know, who are behind the counter where they sell knickknacks and memorabilia and stuff, they're all working for a contractor who's paying them like $10 an hour. And the contractor's being reimbursed at like $20 an hour. I mean, you know, it's the privatization almost never produces, savings. Usually what it does is it produces a whole big windfall for some corporation that's good friends with the Republicans who did the privatization, and they kick back, campaign finance funds to them. And that's the whole point of it is it's just another way to extract money from our federal government. But Dwayne, thank you for that. Let me ponder that. That would make a great op-ed. Dwayne, thank you very much for the call, and give your son a tip of the hat from me, from another pilot, from another licensed pilot. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Appreciate the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
An explosion happened, and I just seen the sky light up, and I pulled over, and basically, it was just real bad around here.
That man was driving on Philadelphia's northeast side when a medical evacuation jet, a Learjet 55 with six people aboard, crashed shortly after takeoff. It was raining, but the aircraft's age may have played a role.
This was a 43-year-old Mexican air ambulance. It had just taken off from northeast Philadelphia airport when it crashed into those buildings and burst into flames. It was headed to Springfield, Missouri. Air traffic controllers cleared it for takeoff, and then they went back to talk to it, and they couldn't get into contact.
ABC Sam Sweeney. Sources telling ABC News the administration is drawing up a list of FBI agents and officials it wants fired or forced to leave the bureau. A grand jury in Louisiana indicted New York physician Margaret Carpenter for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online in violation of Louisiana law. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food.
Marquette over Villanova. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette glided to an 87-74 win over Villanova in Milwaukee last night. Chase Rose had 18. Cam Jones scoring 16 points. In the Big Ten, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at noon. Wisconsin back from that tough 85-83 loss to UCLA. Greg Gard.
We'll go through the film here today and learn from it and quickly turn the page. You see every night in this league, it's very competitive. And you're going to have some really good times, and you can't get enamored with those, and you're going to take one on the chin here or there, and you can't get overwhelmed with that. They're upset. They know we didn't play up to our ability, specifically defensively, and you know, I think quite frankly, we feel we should be 7-1 right now in the league. We're not. I expect nothing less than them to bounce back and be ready to go today and tomorrow and prep for Nebraska Sunday.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens, and turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning
guy. Oh, that's
our
cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 suit. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
2 million satisfied customers and offer 100% money back guarantee. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and that code to get 20% off everything on the website, including their sleep products, is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
The GOP are stirring the flames.
Picking up the calls here, John in Los Angeles. Hey, John, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? Longtime listener. I remembered you, your gems of wisdom on Air America probably 20 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I don't want to switch gears, but I'd like you to address the nuts and bolts of Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court and how the wording of the decision can be changed to benefit us. Rather than, I think the question is particularly about Pro because of Trump's having been awash in $250 million of Elon Musk's money. And if you could just comment on that, and maybe if you have time, I don't want to cast a too far reaching net, but if you can address Tulsi Gabbard's prospective stint for Director of National Intelligence, and I'll take your answer off the air. I appreciate that.
Sure. Tulsi Gabbard, in my opinion, is a threat to national security. She's a member of a bizarre cult. She has taken positions in the past that seem to be aligned with Vladimir Putin and other right-wing dictators, Bashar al-Assad, et cetera. I think that probably Trump nominated her for that position. Possibly Trump nominated her for that position because Putin told him to. That would be my take on her. With regard to Citizens United, I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court, The Betrayal of America. And, you know, this really started, arguably it started in 1886 with the Southern Pacific Railroad case, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad, in which the headnote of that case, which has no legal authority, was written by John Chandler Bancroft Davis, who was the former railroad head. He was the son of the governor of Massachusetts, a very wealthy man. He was the clerk of the court, and he said that the Chief Justice, Morrison Remick Waite, had claimed that corporations were persons and therefore entitled to protections under the 14th Amendment, which had just been passed 20 years earlier. And it was a lie. The decision itself actually says the exact opposite. But then the Supreme Court started quoting that lie, and that was the beginning of corporate personhood in a big way. I mean, the literal beginning was probably the 1915 Dartmouth decision by the Supreme Court. That was a foreign corporation, but the Supreme Court recognized it as a person. But that was for purposes of taxation and contract law and owning property. The 14th Amendment provision, that came about in 1886. And then, you know, flash forward to 1976, and the Supreme Court had this case, Buckley versus Vallejo, that was brought by, I believe, by James Buckley, the brother of William F. Buckley, if my recollection is correct. And he was arguing that he, as a rich guy, should be able to give more money to individual political campaigns. And at that time, we had some very, very strong campaign laws, many of which dated back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. The Tillman Act, for example, was passed in 1906, and it outlawed any contributions by corporations to any candidate for federal office. And then there was just dozens of laws that were passed in the 70s in the wake of the Nixon and Agnew bribery scandals. So that decision overturned, you know, a couple of dozen laws. 2 years later, Lewis Powell himself of the Powell memo authored a decision called First National Bank versus Frank Bellotti. Frank Bellotti was the Attorney General of Massachusetts, and he had sued the First National Bank for putting money into an anti-abortion campaign when abortion had nothing to do with banking. Because the law in Massachusetts at the time said corporations could only participate in politics if it affected their business. The Supreme Court, it was a five to four decision. All five were Republican appointees. And they ruled in that case that because corporations are persons, they have access to the First Amendment. And 2 years later, the Supreme Court had ruled that money is actually the same thing as speech. And because it is the same thing as speech, it is protected by the Free Speech Clause of the First Amendment. So now you've got both rich guys and corporations protected by the First Amendment. And then in 2010, in Citizens United versus FEC, you had a case where they just took it, they said, okay, this is the law. Money is the same thing as speech. It's protected by the First Amendment. Corporations are the same thing as you and me. They're protected by the First Amendment. Therefore, we're going to blow the doors out. And they knocked down all kinds of, hundreds of good government laws, time frames within which you could or couldn't do things, maximum amounts of donations, all kinds of stuff. I mean, the main thing from Buckley, from the Buckley decision, actually, now that I think about it, Jim Buckley was running for Congress, and it was that rich people could finance their own campaigns on an unlimited basis. That was the main part of the Buckley decision in 76. But in Citizens United, they basically extended that logic to everybody and to judges as well. So, and this, of course, happened. Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote on this, and he'd been on the take from a couple of billionaires, most notably Harlan Crow, for several years. So bribing judges, federal judges, and bribing politicians became legal. And then in 2013, in the McCutcheon decision, they even doubled down on that. So that's how we got here, John. And the only way that I can think of to undo this is for Congress, which has the power to overrule the Supreme Court, Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, for Congress to pass a law basically overturning Citizens United. And that is not going to happen during a Republican administration. Have I missed anything? Did you have something specifically in mind you were expecting me to say?
No, that's it. You answered my question more than adequately. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John. Good to hear from you. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Last Friday, a lady called and asked you, what is their end game? If you will grant me a minute here, I will attempt to explain the end game.
Go for
May
it.
May I? A few years ago, Tom, I proposed a theory to you that the poor and the middle class have already fought and lost World War III, and most didn't even know they were in it. It's an oligarch and fascist coup, started when Bush stole the 2000 election. Since then, Tom, they control everything worldwide, the money, media, militaries, the politicians, the police, the judges, the very law itself. They control education, and by voter suppression, they control elections. I suggested back then, Tom, that global warming and now economic terrorism, too, but global warming would be among their major weapons, a weapon they profit from and can always escape themselves. They have mansions, villas, beach houses, underground bunkers, private yachts, and jets to get them there. In addition, Tom, those who chant Jews will not replace us were also chanting Russia is our friend.
You're right.
Because as white supremacists, they are natural allies. So at first, Trump will ally with Russia. He'll allow China to take all of Asia. Putin gets Europe. Trump gets the Americas. Later on, they'll fight themselves. Tom, the main goal is to eliminate 3 to 5 billion people because the global warming world they created and profit from cannot sustain that many people, and they know it. From their point of view, 1 to 3 billion people is enough. Tom, finally, this is patriarchy, white male supremacy, refusing to give up a single inch of the power they have exploited since slavery. They have turned the earth against their enemies.
Yeah, I I can't disagree with any of that, David, and I think it's a pretty damn good analysis. And in using global warming against us, they are following the script that Naomi Klein laid out in her book Shock Doctrine. I mean, it's just this is not new. It's not rocket science, but you summarized it very well, David. Thank you very much for that. It's coming up on 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls here on this weekend. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Boy, absolutely.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We turned our backs on what we need. Chased the glitter, fed the greed. From Reagan's rise to Trump's parade, a billionaire kingdom we've remade. Free healthcare, it's just a dream. While yachts glide down a golden stream, we chose the few, forgot the rest. Built this empire of excess. My America chose wealth over well-being. Blind to the pain its people are seeing. The homeless freeze, the hungry cry, while billionaires build towers in the sky. Oh, America, when will you see this gilded cage? It's not the land of the free.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lynn in Los Angeles. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Hi. I don't know if I listened to the whole hearing, both hearings on RFK. Ooh, big mistake. RFK Jr. And I want to encourage any listeners who are in Rhode Island or who have friends in Rhode Island to call Senator Whitehouse, because I don't know if you heard the hearing, but Senator Whitehouse was the only senator who did not ask questions of RFK. He only said to him, you're going to listen to me talk for 7 minutes. And all he did was talk about what he wanted for his state, you know, funding for this program, that program. He went on and on like an angry curmudgeon sort of, but he did not allow RFK to say a word. And I said, well, that's very strange. What's going on? Well, I know that they used to be college roommates and they're very, very close friends. So my worry is that if we don't call, or the callers of his state don't call him and urge him to vote no on that nomination, that Sheldon Whitehouse is going to vote yes. And since he's a Democrat, that gives any, you know, on the fence Republicans a chance to say, well, yeah, you know, if the Democrats don't like him, then I can say.
I didn't know they were roommates. What I read was that they were classmates.
Oh well,
I have not heard that they are close friends. I didn't see the testimony, so I can't speak to it, Lynn. But Sheldon Whitehouse is a good guy, and I would be astonished if he voted for RFK. For Bob Kennedy, I just would be astonished.
Do you think he would vote present? And if so, what would that do? I think he needs to vote no.
I think he needs to vote no too. But odds are, you know, Trump is going to get all three of his nominees because he's just whipped these Republicans into line, mm-hmm, into shape. They're all terrified of him. They're just scared to death that he's gonna primary them. Lynn, I got to catch another call here, but.
You know how you say get involved. This is the chance to at least try to make a difference.
Sure,
calling
absolutely.
Or emailing.
Well, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with calling all the members of the committee, you know, mm-hmm, and saying, mm-hmm, something. Thank you very much, Lynn. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I checked into, you said credit unions were better, and how Trump said that if his first week in office mentioned the FDIC, and I thought, oh no, what is, mm-hmm, this about? So I went down to my bank and I sat down and I said, I want to withdraw my money. And I told him exactly why, that Trump is going after FDIC and I'm not going to take a chance with my money. He's going to, you know, mm-hmm, do an executive order and freeze accounts, whatever. Nothing doing. Dissolve the FDIC. I said, it starts with the board. He suggests in the Senate, okays it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, we know how that goes. That's a slam dunk. And I said, I'm going down the road to a credit union. You know why? Because of Trump. He scares me, and that man is not well. And I says, if I have to protect myself, I will. I withdrew my money, went down, you know, my savings. Mm-hmm. I went down to the credit union, put it in there, and I tell you what, I've never had such good professional service in my life.
Oh, credit unions are wonderful.
The street, oh, they're people that, you know, they've been there a long time. And I had three clerks standing behind me as I was talking to the person at the desk in front of me who was helping me withdraw my money. And they would say, oh, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. I just, we have to worry with that guy.
Yeah.
And so if anything you can do that you can apply to Trump, do it. You're going
there
to.
You go. And a lot of credit unions, I think most, maybe not all, but I think most credit unions are basically run, I mean, when you put money in, you become a member and you get to vote on their officers and things. I mean, you know, they're basically run like co-ops. And
they even suggested me checking that website and all of that. So it was just unbelievable. So don't be afraid if you're going to show them. I mean, your money's just moving. You're not losing anything.
Sure.
So yeah,
especially if you're with one of the big five banks. I think there's incredible risk there. But again, don't take investment advice from me, Diane. I got to move. But thank you for the call, Rick in Milton, Delaware. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Well, let's just say I might be wearing a pink triangle sooner than later. Accordingly to my husband this week, the Idaho legislature has submitted to the Supreme Court to revisit marriage equality.
Yep.
And as you know,
further request to Clarence Thomas.
Yes. And some of them have expressed interest about taking it away.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they would take my marriage away. It doesn't insult anybody. It doesn't do anything other than for me and my husband. I don't understand the cruelty of it.
It's because they're bigots.
I have seven brothers. They're all married to women. Mm-hmm. And some have been divorced 2, 3, 4 times. And I, as a gay man, married my husband, and I've only been married once.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I have a queer member, a gay member of my family who's married, and who adopted a couple of kids and is terrified, or is very concerned, shall we say? And I totally get it. I'm blithering here. I'm very concerned. I am very concerned for our gay brothers and sisters. And trans brothers and sisters. Rick, thank you for the call. Good. I wish you well and good luck. Wow. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment and more of the news of the day. Is using AI facial recognition to deport anti-Netanyahu protesters coming next? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Philadelphia officials not talking about how many fatalities there have been in the wake of a jet ambulance crash on the city's northeast side shortly after taking off. Six people aboard the aircraft.
On behalf of 13 million Pennsylvanians, we are all here for Northeast Philly tonight.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has dispatched investigators.
He has dispatched four members of the FAA to Philly, and there are four members of NTSB on their way as well.
At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a five-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing nearby. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car in 2001. He maintained his innocence all along. This is ABC News. There have been